Chapter 6. Eerie. Sanji. Marin is a Marine, and this is his first fight. His captain told him it'll be fine and that these are all just rookies, but he knows. He knows. His uncle left for the East and came back different. There are stories in the air at night when soldiers can do nothing but talk. Stories that chill him down to the bone. Marin can repeat all of them and knows what pirates hail from which sea. Seeing your uncle grow horns and smile like daggers will do that to a man. The Straw Hats may be rookies, but they don't hail from this sea. They hail from the East. Almost all of them, if his sources are true. So when a ship inlaid with bone and with a bleeding lamb head crashes into the harbor and Marin is called to fight, he hides. He is not messing with this ghost ship, this demon ship. It's laughing at him, he thinks. He's currently in the kitchen because no matter what his captain says, this isn't fine. And suddenly, softly, there are footsteps outside his hiding spot. The men at Navarone have been cheering for the past hour. Marin doesn't know why. He hopes it's Jessica outside. She could help. Give him something to do with his hands, maybe. To distract from the pitter-pattering of his heart in his chest. He opens the door a crack. It's not Jessica. But it is a cook that looks human, a cook that looks safe, simply walking and smoking just a bit. Marin hasn't seen him around before, but maybe he's just new. Hopefully. He edges out. The cook stops, silent, as Marin trips and falls directly towards him. He's going to hit this man. Oh, God, his hand flying straight towards his face and misses. No, goes straight through. Or maybe the cook moved too fast? Maybe? The man chuckles, low and soft, blowing smoke out of his mouth. Watch your step, kid. Marin's pretty sure he's older than this man. But then he smiles, and it's all sharp teeth and hazy fog, and, oh, Marin doesn't think he's seen a cigarette all day. Yet smoke wafts around this man as he turns away, footsteps far too light and far too hollow. Oh, Marin shivers, warmth leaving him as he watches soot marks follow the cook, the demon, out of the room. Oh, he never thought that a demon would be so eerie.